CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome back to Fire It Up with CJ. Today we're talking with sex therapist Dr. Lori Watson about her new book, Wanting Sex Again. My name's Cassandra and I'm here with CJ and Lori, and you can find shows like this on fireitupwithcj.com. She's here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can go to her website and get any back show, or you can also go to New Sky Radio and download Encores, and they are all for free. So if you miss something in the show and you want to go back and listen, you can do it at either place.
Yeah, well, welcome back, everybody. Tons of really good information here with Lori Watson, and who has Dr. Lori Watson, is it voyeuristic? I don't know, Lori. Would you call it voyeuristic?
The voyeuristic pleasure to talk to people about their explicit sex life. Yeah,
their fantasies. Like, how fascinating of a job. We were just saying, like, how fascinating of a job that would be to hear everyone's sex fantasy. But we're going to be talking about the problems. Well, we should talk about the fantasies too, but we're going to focus this segment on the problems. So when you talk to folks, like, what are the three most common problems that couples have with respect to sex? We talked about one of them before, which is frequency, right? Because poor men are 150 or larger, depending on what or 500 times.
Right.
Testosterone. So drive and frequency is one.
Yeah, I would say, and you kind of asked me a little bit, you know, what's the difference between men and women last time, and I would say, you know, women, they're, ironically, one of their complaints is he doesn't help around the house. That's what's wrong with sex. And, you know, she's really talking about this sense of collaborative teamwork, and she needs something to be taken care of, and she doesn't feel like he comes her way. And I think men talk about, you know, it's boring. There's not enough variety. There's not enough oomph in the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So it is very different the way women and men talk about it. And I think I can explain that. We have talked a little bit about this a minute ago together. You know, there are two things that we need in life. We need closeness and we need autonomy. But in a coupleship, those two needs kind of get split between the spouses. So one of them is more interested in love, sex, emotional closeness, talking. And the other one is often more interested in their job, in their purpose in life, in having space and some autonomy and time alone. And these two things, I call one the person who wants closeness, the pursuer, and the other, the distancer. And sex gets snagged in a power struggle between these two poles. And that's why sex goes offline so early in a relationship, because you think, wow, 2 years into it, I mean, these are young people, often without children yet.
You know, right.
How could they be sexless? That seems crazy.
Yeah.
But every relationship has to go through this power struggle. In fact, it's a necessary, healthy part of the relationship because it strips us of our illusions. Strips is a good word when we're talking about sex, but and so oftentimes women are emotional pursuers. They want to talk more, share feelings, be emotionally close. They center on home and hearth, i.e. the comment about I need him to help around the house more. And men are often emotional distancers. They, you know, they got married, check, did that. Now they've come out of that swamp of sexual orgy and they got to get something done and they want to support their family. So a lot of their intensity and energy goes toward their job. But they are sexual pursuers. They want to have it all laid out on the bed. And women are often sexual distancers, not so interested in bed because, and they, it feels cyclical to each of them. You know, she says, talk to me so that I can feel sexual. He says, oh, okay, talk to me in bed so that I can open up to you. You know, have sex with me so that I feel safe enough to open up emotionally. And they fight over these things. It's like this contingency that they can't seem to solve because they're trying to solve both of them at once.
I see. So men want, the way that men get that kind of openness is through physical connection. So it's like, I can't open up to you, so you want me to talk to you, and I've just been like working all day on a business project, and now you want me to like get all sexy? Like, what? First make love to me, then I'll talk to you.
Right, exactly. And then I'm relaxed. I feel, emotionally safe. I can start talking then, whereas women say, no, I've either been with the children or I've been also working all day or both.
Right.
And, I need you to connect with me before I want to feel like I can take my clothes off for you.
Right. Or minimally take out the garbage. Like, do one of those.
Help me around the house.
Two things.
Pitch in.
Well, that's interesting. So therein lies the power struggle. So the women, they're like, is it a power struggle? Because what is the power struggle in this?
Well, power struggle, I think, is, who's going to have it their way? I want you to do it my way first. I have women who sit in my office all day long who say, I cannot have sex with a person who hasn't talked to me. I cannot have sex with a person who I don't feel connected to. And I understand that. I am a female. I live in a female body. But on the other hand, like, really, every single time, you can never do it the other way first. You can never say, this is how my husband needs it. And so I'm going to, do everything I can to get in the mood. I'm going to, stop, drop, and roll. And when he walks through the door, get connected to him his way, and then I'll have it my way too. I mean, I understand we both don't feel like we can do it the other way, but every single time?
Right.
That's the power struggle. It's like, I can't do it anyway but my way.
Right. That's the woman's side of it. And the man's side is the equivalent, right? Like, why can't you just, make love to me without having to talk and do all this process?
Why do I have to do all this crap to get to sex?
Yeah, I've already done all these stuff at work. Seriously, that's two? Okay, that's interesting. Wow. So, it's interesting because in the spirit of compromise, it's a little bit of both, right? The quickie day, do whatever you need to do, read 50 Shades of Grey, get in the mood before your husband comes home.
Yes.
So you've been fantasizing. Exactly.
Sort of.
Yes, pleasure yourself. Pleasure yourself before he gets there. So by the time he does, he's like, I'm ready. You're like, I am too. Like,
there we go.
It's the timing. This could be solved with a business solution, I think. It's a process.
That's right. It's a process. You need a business processor.
I need a business processor, an engineer, process engineer. So if we actually figure out the timing, maybe if you kind of pleasure yourself beforehand, then when your husband comes home, you're ready.
Yeah.
Do that the quickie one time a week that way, and then the other week, do it your way. And then you have your husband, spend that whole weekend, cleaning the garage.
Yeah, and most of them would. If they were having sex twice a week with a really responsive partner, most of them would have lots of energy for that garage.
Exactly. Now I feel like cleaning the garage.
Yes, exactly. And I think that this is about developing something that is called a couple's mind, that we care about the way the other one needs things.
Mm-hmm.
That the coupleship is actually the priority, not just my way.
Mm-hmm.
But how our way, what works for us,
mm-hmm.
is a win. No matter if I do it your way sometimes, too, that isn't a lose for me. That's a win because we both get something out of it.
Yeah.
And I think women, who turn off their sexual drive. I had a 35-year-old woman sit in my room today and say, I never want sex. I never think about it. And I said, well, how sad is that? You're hot as what, and you you're in the prime of your life and you never think about it. Your life must be so dull. Because really, sexual energy makes
you said to her, or is this what you're thinking in your head? Is this what you said to her?
Oh no, I said that. I said that.
Oh my gosh. You're hardcore, Lori. Okay, what did she say?
I feel for her, right? She's a young, beautiful woman, and she doesn't have desire. That makes life so flat.
Yeah.
And that's so sad to me.
Yeah, no vitality.
Sexual passion is a drive of the personality. It's not just something that gets us into bed. It's something that also, gives us energy to do many things.
Mm-hmm.
It's about passion.
Well, I love like the spiritual dudes who basically I don't know if it's yoga or I can't remember, or is it the tantric dudes? I'm not sure, but mm-hmm. they basically have sex up until the point of reaching, like they don't reach orgasm, but they just get to that, and they do that so that they can actually have the life energy coursing through them. And what happens is that life energy then gets converted to spiritual energy and enlightenment. It sounds like a hard way to get enlightened from my perspective, but the key point in that is it's about energy, right? It's about life, energy, and vitality. That if you're not having that energy run through your body, you're missing that kind of spice of life. It's like the juice of life, I think.
And for the record, what you just described is a great way for a woman to have a great orgasm. It's the really slow warm-up.
Yes.
And actually stopping just short of climax and then going again, coming up almost to the point, relaxing, going back down. I actually call it baseball. I'm not quite as spiritual as Patrick. I call it baseball, and three strikes, you're out. It's like you come almost to the edge, you don't go over, and then on a third strike, you just go all the way. But it really makes for a more powerful orgasm for a woman.
Interesting. All right, I love that. That's good advice. All right, so folks, in the next segment, we're going to be talking about how to have a crazy good sex life and still raise a family. I know that was a what?
Possible?
Yes, exactly. We'll come back and tell you how.